Gitten, Perk Vov, Mishnah Vov. Mishay Mushlach Labor, Nebuch, he's in a situation where he's stranded on the bottom of a pit. They're going to be able to get him out. They won't be able to get him out. He's certainly at risk. And we discussed that over there we have to see that his rotzen is to give a get, even if he didn't speak out, give the get. So yeah, by the same vein, he's down on the bottom, and he calls out. 20 feet up, he cups his hands around his lips, and he screams up, Kol Hashem Me'ez, Kol Lo Yichtev Get L'Ishtoy. Anybody who hears me, please, write a get to my wife. Harelu Yichtevu Yitnu. So the first point is that the Yichtevu over here could also mean Yichtevu Yitnu, because he's in a Matzav Sakonah, so we have the din, the way it is in Mishnah Hay. There's another Chiddush over here, because he didn't say, he wasn't a man, a specific person, to be a Shliach. He said, Kol Hashem Me'ez Kol Lo. What's that? So shteito, even when a person has a general minu shlichus, even if he's not a man or somebody specific, that's also called a minu shlichus. Habori sh'omar kisvu get li'ishti, a regular, healthy person standing 2 feet, not going out in any dangerous situation. If he says kisvu get li'ishti, write a get. So rotzel usachek bo. We don't see that as a serious lashon of gerushin. We don't see the situation as that. If he didn't say give the get to his wife, which is the halacha that we had before, we don't treat that as serious. The truth is that the lashon of the Mishnah is a little bit misleading. What it would sound like is that the get written is nothing. He doesn't mean anything. He's messing the joke. Write my wife a get. And what would be taka if the husband then takes that get and gives it? Did he mean to write it seriously, the Shem Gershon? Most of the Rishonim hold that Avada, you could write the get, and you give him the get, and he can do with the get what he wants. Either he can give it or not. Doesn't have a koyach shlichus of nesina, but avada you don't treat as a joke that he said kisvu get lishti. So the Ratzel Sachem was a little misleading. Maybe what you could say is according to some Rishonim, Achreinim point out, Kivego over here is busy with Stodim, that the Lasachik Bo, the Chiddush is that even though afterwards, right after he said this Lashon of Kisru, right now he's healthy, but then right after that he went to Medina Sayyam, and now he can't give it a get. So maybe what he means to say is, it's a Yovo Yisoyfo V'Yivara Tchilosoy, that it's in a situation where you can't give a get, so then you have to consider the Kisru to be Tenun. No, we say Ratzel Lasachik Bo. There is Lamaisa, a mashmos in Rishonim Tzorah Ben Gershon Chulin that says that the Pshat in the Mishnah is taka that you don't write the get. Ratzel Zachba means don't write the get because you're talking that he taka didn't mean it seriously. You can't know for sure, but you're talking that he didn't mean the writing of the get seriously either. And then don't write the get because then maybe it would be given and it's not a serious get. We can't treat that as a vada gershon. Then the Mishnah brings Maisa Bepori Echad Shoma Kisvu Get Lishti. He was a regular healthy person standing on the roof. Well, he's not standing on the roof yet, and he said, Kisvu get lishti. Thereafter, immediately, Ol Rosh Agaki went up, the Nofalu Meis. He jumped down. Omer Rav Shimon Gamliel, Omer Chachom, Imeatzme Nofal, Hareza Get. L'chay Nebuch, the person committed suicide, you could see what was going on. He had suicidal thoughts, but he did worry about his wife, so he said, write a get. So that's considered a Mokum Sakono. And therefore, we see him in his kisvu saying it was a tnu, and then you have to say a reza get. Im aruach tchoatu, if niba v'loyada ma niba, but l'maise, he didn't commit suicide. L'maise, he died, never he fell off, in a get. And then you have to see that as a coincidence, or at least you have to be choshesh, that's a coincidence. And you can't see the kisvu as including the tnu. The get is not a get. Mishnah Zayin. Omal l'shnayim. Tnu get l'ishti. He says to two people, give a get to my wife. Now, he doesn't really need two shluchim. So the first point to make over here is that when he says tnu, whereas before we had kisru not including tnu, give a get to my wife certainly includes the task, the shlichus, of writing the get. So when he tells the shliach tnu get l'ishti, he means write it and deliver it and make the gerushin. The second point over here is that he said it to two people, or to three. There's no difference between the two. There would be a havamin over here, that he didn't mean to be memana these three people as shluchim for the process, but he meant like a bezdin. You'd be the bezdin on the get, which he wasn't memana anybody befoiled to write the get, to give the get. No. We say, since he said, kisvu get utnu li'ishti, Harelu Yichtu V'Yitnu, the three are considered Eidim and not Dayonim, we see them as having a Koyach HaShlichus. Now the Knech over here, the way the Gemara explains it, is the whole sugya, that since he said Kisvu Tnu Leishti by Shloisha, so even though the three could be a Bezim, he doesn't mean it as that. He means that they should be the ones to do it themselves. So Re Elu Yichtuvu V'Yitnu. They have to do it themselves. They have to write the get and give it. The tzad that not would be, and this is really where the Mishnah is concerning itself, the way the Gemara explains it, is do they have to write it themselves, or they have a koyach on the writing and then giving it a get, and they can give that koyach over to others. So when the Mishnah says, Kisvu getu tenu, the Mishnah is being mamana them, the husband's being mamana them, lefid loshen, as shluchim to write and to get, and to sign the get and to give the get. So then that's their job. They don't have a koyach to give over that shlichus to anybody else. They have to do it themselves. However, b'derech klal, shliach yochel l'mana shliach. I mean, shliach is a shliach. So let's say a shliach was meant from a husband, the shliach lo locha to bring a get. The locha is klar in the Gemara that the shliach, unless it's a kpeda expressed by the baal, the shliach could be m'mana another shliach. Why? He has a koyach of giving over this get. That koyach he can give to another shliach. He's a baal koyach, and he can give that over. The Gemara, however, coins a term, mili lemimsui l'shliach, which means that if something is not a something final, it's not a complete task, it's just the shliach is given a job to create something. Not that he has a koyach to actually, he wasn't given a koyach that's a dover gomer. When a shliach is given a shliach l'alocha, is given to give over a get, he's given that get, and in that koyach to give that get is the koyach to do a full ma'aseh gerushin. He could put the get in somebody else's hand, and he's empowered to create gerushin. The husband does that because it doesn't need the ratzna isha, and he just puts the get in her hand, or he throws the get in her chotzer, and l'maisa, she's megureshes. So that's a full koyach. So Mimela, that full koyach defines the shliach as a bal koyach on gerushin. He can give that koyach over. Remember we discussed in the first pack, the second pack, how to understand shlichus, and that we're using that definition. A shliach is not just he's doing a maisa, he's considered representing the husband. A shliach, to give a get, has a koyach legarish. So he has that koyach. However, if a get wasn't given over, the husband is memana the shluchim to write a get and give it over. There is no fartig a koyach, there's no dover gomer that you're entrusting, that the husband's giving over to the shliach. He's giving him a koyach to actually create something. That koyach is not a dover gomer, it can't be given further, and therefore we said that the shliach cannot be meman another shliach. So if the get hadn't been written yet, then mil-le-mim-si the shliach. In this way of taking it, the only way a shlichus is considered a dover gomer is only because there's a get that has a koyach legarish that's already biyad habal, he could give it over to a shliach. That's where that shliach could be meman another shliach. What about a shliach kabbalah of a woman? A shliach kabbalah of a woman also, but nothing was given over. So Mamela, she also, if she's meman a shliach, that shliach can be meman another shliach to represent the isha. Can't make another shliach into a shliach kabbalah. This is the way some rishonim understand it. Other rishonim, bavusta taisis reed with a mardcha, the ktsois is the marad d'shmaitza and simin reish mem dalb sivkotn gimel. We're giving very very bekitzer the raid in the sugya. The mardcha says that no, since the shliach lekabbalah has a full koyach, that her yad is the mokum where gerushin is created by a get being put, that's considered a dover gomer. And that koyach is such a dover gomer that it can be given over to another shliach. It doesn't have the chesaron of being mili, and it could be given over. What's famous is the ktsois brings in the mordcha, bavus tamar mokum, the kodesh miradush, an otherwise unknown rishon, that holds that you can make the same distinction. What happens if a shliach, I'm sorry, if a man makes a shliach, gives him a ring to be mekadesh an isha? Could the shliach take that ring and say that's a dover gomer and give that over to somebody else to go be mekadesh an isha? Well, no, he doesn't have a koyach to be mekadesh. When he has a get, So the shliach is empowered legarish because he could be megarish bal korcha. Kedushin can't be done bal korcha of an isha. So now that's not called a dover gomur. It's called, it's not more than mili. It's a potential koyach, and that can't be given over to another shliach. That would be the nafkamina of these two ways of understanding the klal of mili lemimsi l'shliach. So it's a labdash and a kudah. Now the first part of what we said, amal l'shloisha kisru get it nul ishni, didn't make them a bezdin, comes into play. The next din in the Mishnah is Omar l'shloisha tnu get l'ishti. He had a get that was written up already. Now he gives it over to a panel of three. Harelu yemul lachem v'ichtuvu. They could appoint another shliach. Why? Because he didn't mean for them stam to be shluchim. He gave them the koyach as a bezdin. V'pnei she'ason bezdin divrei Rav Meir. V'zu halocha helo v'chanina ish oinim ibeiso asurim. This is a halocha that v'chanina ish oinoi got from Beis Asurim, wherever we have this in Mishnah, we have this in a few places. It means he was mekabel from Rabbi Kiva when Rabbi Kiva was locked up b'soif yomah for teaching Torah b'Rabbah before he was killed on Kiddush Hashem as the final the Asura Haruge Malchus. So it says that he was locked up for a while. Now Chanina Ish Oine would go back and forth with Shilas. There was a Masoris, this was passed by the Heiliger Rabbi Kiva, Mekubal Ani, that he had a Masori Rabbi Kiva, Ba'imel L'Shloisha. When a person tells three people, "Tnu get l'ishti sheyomru lachem v'yichtavu neshason bezdin," what's the understanding? Is that milin? What we explained before, mil lamimsu the shliach is if a husband is mamana shliach and he's not yet a dover gomer, so the shliach doesn't have a strong enough koyach. All he has is the potential that if he executes, he writes again, he executes, he can do that. But he doesn't now have the koyach fully in his hands before the get is written to be able to give over to another shliach. Mashenka, when a person's memana bezin, the understanding is that there's a koyach of bailus on this gerushin that can be given over to the bezin, and that's certainly the bezin, if they're bailum on the process, they could give that koyach over, they could be memana another shliach. Omar Rabbi Yossi, numenu la shliach. We said to the shliach, numenu, he says, what it means is we said to Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina was sent by Reb Kiva to be megala this halacha to the Sanhedrin. Reb Yossi, who is a Talmud of the Heiliger Reb Kiva, says, "Numenu la shuliach." We said to Reb Chanina, who brought this halacha. Nu'um is a speech in Ivrit. So numenu means we answered, we responded. Afanu mikubalim. We also have a Kabbalah. Shafilu amal lebez nagodush yushalayim tnu get l'ishti. Sheyilmedu v'yichtuvu v'yitnu. That even when the husband is being mitzavah to the biggest bezin was ken no zayin in Klal Yisrael, and even when he says tnu and he didn't say kisvu, there's a kpeid over there. They themselves have to write and sign the get. That means in plain English, Rabbi Yossi argues, and he holds that there's no difference in the klal, the limitation of midl lemimsi l'shliach. Even by a bezdin, the aloch is min loimimsi. And Mimela, they have to write themselves, they can't give over that koch to anybody else, it's a chson of mili. Agav, there's an interesting hasof over here. Look at the lashon of Rabbi Yossi. Tnu get l'ishti sheyilmedu v'yichtuvu v'yitnu. What's yilmedu? Yichtuvu v'yitnu, I understand. Write the get, draft it, and then execute it by giving it. What's yilmedu? Yilmedu means over here, learn how to write a get. And the shalos over here, he's talking about a bezdin. The Gemara says, Talmud Chacham has to know how to write a get. It's one of the skills Talmud Chacham has to know, basic, tying a keshel, tefillin, shechting. It's not knowing by us today, these are specialist jobs, but Talmud Chacham, b'meha Gemara, had to be b'midim siyam, so he had to be able to provide with different religious needs. So he had to be able to write a get. So what's Yom do? He should be. He's a member of Sanhedrin, he doesn't know how to write a get. And the way they explain is over here that there's a certain level of expertise in writing a get. Even our letter Mayim Azen, not every cipher is a cipher lichta of gittin. But that was Rabbi Yossi's point, that even the bezdin doesn't have a koyach of giving over. Mil lemimsi l'shliach. Omar la soro, kisvu get l'ishti. It tells 10 people. We need 10 people to write a get. But it tells 10 people, kisvu get l'ishti. Echad koysu v'shnayim choysmin. We don't say that there's a kpeda that all 10 have to be participants, which we had back to me also. One could write, one could give. You don't need everybody involved. He was maman any of the 10. Now, what it sounds like over here, Shnayim Chosmin, is that the Eidim that signed the get have to sign also B'tzivi Abal. It has to be Lishmo. So, Mela, since the Chesimus HaGet has to be Lishmo, we explain this according to the Tana Reb Meir, that Eidim Chesim HaKarti. So, Mela, this is the way we do it, is that the Eidim that sign are also Memuna Ayidei, the Baal, to sign to create that get. In order to be Lishmo, the Kosav means they have to create Shaft HaLois in the get being a koyach aget l'megarish, so now they have to be shluchim of the husband. So echad koysev, one writes, or shnayim koysev. Kulchem ksoivu, but if he says it beloshen kpeda, all of you should write. Echad koysev, kulchem koysev. You can't have two people write one get. I mean, you could. You could write one word, but they're not writing a get. They're writing one word of a get. For nine people to hold a pen is not feasible. It's also not a maisa ksiva. Not even klor. The same way in Melech HaShabbos, two people writing together wouldn't be chayiv. Would that be called v'kosav? It's famous truth of the Avnei Nezer. Writing on Shabbos with a shinui, with the left hand, if it changes the handwriting a little bit, is only a dirabon, it's a shvus. Is that true also by a ksivis haget? Good question. Achaponim, over here, it certainly doesn't mean 10 of them writing a get together. What it means is one writing, echad kosev v'kulam chayisman, the other sign. The get is going to be bottle, but that's only because of the lotion of kulchem. If there's only a lotion of kisru get lishti, he meant any of the 10. Could be mekayim any of the roles, either ksiva ide 1 or 2 for the chesimah.